still a little damp.
Are you ready, Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
We can open the meeting?
Yeah, we'd actually.
Okay.
We just got the ceremony. I'm just gonna let everybody stand in their room, present color. Okay?
More or less.
Could everybody please stand?
Detail. Forward. Forward. Detail. Hold. Left face. Prepare the post. Post.
Would you please be with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
Detail. Present arms.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Mr. Baker?
Yes, this evening we would like to thank everyone who is here tonight, and also to thank everyone who took time out of their schedule to participate in this program in memory of the many who lost their lives on September 11th. And we'd like to introduce Chaplain John Smith from the Sussex County Emergency Medical Services, who would like to make a few remarks. Come on up to the podium if you like. Mm-hmm. Come on up to the podium if you like. Right, yeah.
Oh, right here. Help him out. Come
on. This way. On this side.
Okay.
I'm not used to being in front of such an august body of people. Nice to be here.
Thank you.
When I was asked to give a few remarks tonight, I said to him, what do you want me to talk about? The individual says, we'll talk about yourself. I said, well, that won't work because you won't have enough time. But I will talk about myself because I think you should know who I am and why I can say the things I can say with regards to the people who serve the communities. I'm 74 years of age. I'll be married 53 years to my wife, Ann, tomorrow. We have 5 children, 12 grandchildren. We've had a wonderful life. I was a member of the United States Marine Corps from 1951 to 54, served 14 months in Korea. Came home, went to work, decided I didn't want to work for a living, became a New York City police officer for 23 years. Worked in a community known as Harlem for 17 years, where you learn your lessons fast. After that, I went to the New York Army National Guard as a trainer for 17 years, finished up there, and retired for good. We came down here to Sussex County, to Lewis, where we've been residing for the last 13 years. We've had a wonderful life down here. We met a lot of beautiful people. It's been a great thing for us to come here. I never thought I'd come to Delaware, but Delaware got me, and I'm very happy to be here. Now, I say all these things about myself because I'm here to say something about of the people who serve us in the communities, our police, our fire, our emergency service people, our medical technicians, our paramedics, as I know them mostly. I can talk from that point because the point of view, as a Marine, I saw them in combat with our Navy corpsmen, how they responded when we needed them badly. I saw it as a police officer when the response from the ambulance people coming constantly for all the difficulties that we had to deal with. I saw our firemen putting out fires and some of them giving their lives doing it. When I was asked to come here and take the position of chaplain of the EMS, I was very, very humbled by it. I've been in ministry for 24 years. How I got there is a different story completely. But I got a phone call about 5 o'clock in the morning a while back from one of the EMS people, and they told me about the sad tragedy of Stephanie. Difficult thing. And I went over to the headquarters, emergency service headquarters, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they had a meeting over there of all those emergency personnel who could make it. And it was a tough, tough meeting for all of them. I didn't know hardly anybody there. In fact, I just knew one person of all the crew that was there. But I listened to pouring themselves out as to where their relationship with Stephanie was. But not only that, but the relationship with the work that they were doing in the community as emergency service personnel. I think that was the point that was brought out to me stronger than anything else. There was one young lady there. Everybody was sharing different things. But there was one young lady there who shared, and I thought she hit the nail right on the head. She had worked with Stephanie a while before that, and apparently her personal life was having a little problems, and she was having difficulties of her own. And she said to Stephanie after the shift was over, she says, Stephanie, she says, I think I'm going to quit. Stephanie said, I can't quit. You quit and I haven't got a friend. And I think that's the uniqueness of people who serve the community in emergency services and fire and police and all the things that have been done. I'm talking about everybody who serves the community, even our legislators, the people who work on the roads and everything else. They do a wonderful job. Maybe they're not thanked often enough about it, but they do a wonderful job. And I'd like to close with this little statement that I had picked up a while ago because I think it tells an awful lot about why we do what we do when we do it. When through one person, a little more love and goodness, a little more light and truth comes into the world, then that person's life has had meaning. I think we say that for Stephanie, because she died doing what she loved to do and gave her life for other people. And that's what these people do all the time. Now, we mentioned 9/11, and I don't want to get away from that at all, because being a New York City police officer, 23 of my brothers died that day. 340-some-odd firemen died. Emergency people died. There's people still today paying the price for 9/11 with their lungs and the toxicity that they had to endure while doing the job that they were supposed to be doing, that they wanted to do. People, emergency service people from all over the country came to New York City to help them out. So when disaster hits, this is the greatest country in the world when it comes to people giving of themselves and their service. And we're proud of every last one of them. I salute them with all my heart. I keep them in my prayers because they need it and they deserve it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for this opportunity, for giving this small conversation with you. I appreciate the time very much. But I will say this much. Please, 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 whatever you do, don't forget our people who serve the community.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Next, we would like to have Chief Terry Jester from Memorial Volunteer Fire Company.
Good evening, Terry.
How are you all tonight?
Excellent, thank you.
Being asked to do this by the paramedic office was an honor for me. Being in the fire service for almost 40 years, anytime we lose a person, whether it be line of duty or just loss of life, it hurts all of us. And what we had happen here in Sussex County a few months ago was very tragic and hurt a lot of us, very much so. And the tradition of the bell is very good, and I'm glad to see that the county paramedics are upholding the tradition of it, because it's something that is very long-lasting. And I want to read something to you here, a little bit about the bell itself. In the early days of the fire service, alarms were transmitted by telegraph through bells due to the stations. Street boxes were identified by a number, and they would sound to the firemen by that number, by the amount of ringing of the bell. So they would know just where they were going for the alarm. No phones, no other way of communications. They would know by the ringing of the bell through the telegraph. The signal of the five bells repeated four times has always identified that someone has lost their life in the line of duty. And that's a tradition that has been upheld for many, many years, and I hope it continues. Today we will sound the bells to honor those who died in the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, not including only the firefighters, but the police, emergency medical workers, soldiers, and civilians who have lost their lives on that day. The sounding of the bells and the playing of the taps and Amazing Grace also honor those in the military who have lost their lives in the conflicts that occurred in the wake of 9/11, and the public safety and emergency service providers who have lost their lives protecting their communities.
Thank you.
Everybody stand, please. Sit back down. We usually start the meeting with the Lord's Prayer, and we'll start a regular meeting, but we'll say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy is the kingdom,
power, glory, and ever.
And I want to thank everybody for everything. Thank you.
State. I think it's gonna be close. I do.
Thanks, Tim. Got a roadmap on you, Robin.
I know.
Need you write that, just let me know. Okay.